the new director of the disinformation board. I'm going to send you these two clips right now, Justin. Mayorkas, the DHS chief, was on CNN this weekend. And, of course, I don't know why they were asking him this. They actually were trying to grill him on what the information of truth or whatever it was. Let me know when you get the clip. And this was his response to it.
I got it.
Let's take a listen to what what DHS Secretary Mayorkas said. What exactly will the disinformation board do, sir?
Let's talk about a different topic, which is what you are calling, your department is calling, the Disinformation Governance Board. You unveiled that this week. Republicans are calling it Orwellian and comparing it to the Ministry of Truth in the novel 1984. Can you clarify what exactly is this? What exactly will this Disinformation Governance Board do? Will it monitor American citizens?
Dan, I'm very pleased to do so. It's clear. I mean, those criticisms are precisely the opposite of what this small working group within the Department of Homeland Security will do. And I think we probably could have done a better job of communicating what it does and does not do.
So
the fact is that disinformation that creates a threat to the security of the homeland is our responsibility to address. And this department has been addressing it for years, throughout the years of the prior administration, and an ongoing basis. Disinformation from Russia,
right.
China.
We know the
Iran.
Problems, but it's still not clear to me how this governance board will act. What will it do?
So what it does is it works to ensure that the way in which we address threats, the connectivity between threats and acts of violence are addressed without infringing on free speech, protecting civil rights and civil liberties, the right of privacy. And the board, this working group, internal working group, will draw from best practices and communicate those best practices to the operators, because the board does not have operational authority.
Will American citizens be monitored?
No.
Guarantee that.
Well, so what we do, we in the Department of...
That's funny. Oh, y'all like that government speak? We're going to take tabletop exercises and the best practices of the tabletop exercises, and we're going to apply them to make sure that America, blah, blah, blah. Whatever, dude. We all know what you're doing. We should have communicated it a little better. Why? Because the head of your agency is out there like a failed Broadway star screaming at the top of her lungs like a chicken. Lock, 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 lock. I mean, there's 5,500 videos of this woman in front of a microphone screaming. Why didn't some director on an off-Broadway shoot save us all the trouble and throw this lady a lead role? If some idiot director, you know, I'm going to sound like Peyton Manning, some liquored-up director could have thrown this lady a role in any way, shape, or form, maybe we all could have been spared of this clucking hen. But no, now we all have to deal with this nonsense, and they're going to try to, oh, we should have communicated this better. Oh, you know what we should have communicated this better, man? Oh, we got caught because I thought I was going to float this in on C-SPAN on a Friday afternoon, and everybody was too busy with peace in the Ukraine, or I don't know, what else was everybody, the Johnny Depp trial. Talking about him and Amber Heard or whatever nonsense that is. We thought we were really going to get away with it. But no, you caught us. So now we have to come back and say, oh, well, yes, the fact that the disinformation creates a threat to the security of the homeland. Listen, I'm not a big fan of doing this kind of stuff, so check me if I'm wrong. The First Amendment outlaws the creation of this entire board. The right to free speech is guaranteed. I mean, right in a nutshell, newspapers, the First Amendment was created so newspapers didn't have to deal with a disinformation board. Good thing this wasn't set up. I mean, yeah, we had Adams with the Alien and Sedition Acts who was trying to do some crazy stuff. But look how quickly that got struck down. But now we have this government entity, Department of Homeland Security, which was created by Republicans. So don't worry about it. Don't worry about the Department of Homeland Security, because the good guys created it, right, guys? Those good guys did it, the Republicans. Now we have to talk about misinformation. Misinformation. It's all about that, isn't it? All genesis back to 2016 and the Trump. Of course, there's a clip on here which we didn't have, but somebody asked him about the Steele dossier, which was complete and utter nonsense. And he was like, yeah, I don't want to talk about that one. Wait. Oh, wait, I do have it. Justin, I'll send it to you. So he was on Fox News Sunday because he was doing the car wash, right, or the spin cycle. It's one of those washy thingies where they do all that kind of stuff. But he was on Fox News Sunday with Brett Baer, fabled Catholic Brett Baer. Let me know when you have it. And then he was asked about, so Brett Baer asked him about the Steele dossier. Let's take a listen to this genius answer.
Was the Steele dossier disinformation?
It's not for me to opine on.
You know,
that,
Americans
that
are general. Was
what do you mean? Wait. You just talked about how information was deadly, or misinformation was deadly to the United States, these United States of Amazon. So what about the Steele dossier? No, we're not talking about that. No, that's fine information. That information, that is a good. But it's just a bunch of word salad so they can work with Zuckerberg, used to be with Twitter, which is one of the reasons why they lost their mind with Elon Musk buying it, like it or hate it, like him or hate him. Of course, they could easily do some kind of regulations once liberals redo Section 230, which they're going to do. Once they rework Section 230, they'll make Twitter pretty much useless. And of course, you had to ask Jen Psaki Itoumi, the psychotic redhead herself. I think we have time for one last clip here. I'll send it to Justin. She was asked, hey, what about the Department of Misinformation and Ministry of Truth 1984? What do you think about that? And this
she had previously called the Hunter Biden laptop a Trump campaign product, seeming to discredit its validity or validity of reporting surrounding that. How can you assuage concerns of people who are looking at this person who's been appointed to this position and wondering if she's going to be able to accurately judge misinformation now that a lot of that reporting has been proven to be factual in some ways?
Well, I don't have any comments on the laptop, but what I can tell you is that it sounds like the objective of the board is to prevent disinformation and misinformation from traveling around the country in a range of communities. I'm not sure who opposes that effort.
These people, their evil knows no bounds. I can't comment on the laptop. Oh, of course you can't, because 6 months ago you told us it was not a big deal. But now, don't worry about it.